John Flynn and Joseph Traynor both have military experience within their resumes. Traynor is a retired Air Force colonel and judge advocate general, or JAG.
The fact of the matter is, the military justice system takes greater care to make sure that the wrongful accusations don't occur. They carefully sift through the evidence. They don't just, you know, willy-nilly do grand jury proceedings and get indictments.
Flynn, meanwhile, is a commander in the U.S. Navy Reserve. While he has mentioned his military experience in his campaign ads, he says running a DA's office is different than overseeing military justice.
It's a civilian job. The rules of evidence, the ways to run the office, cannot be mimicked by a military. No one in the DA's office is subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Flynn has previously served in the town of Tonawanda as a councilman and a judge. He's hoping to assume control of an office that critics say has been unwilling to go after certain tough cases, including alleged corruption.
And public corruption cases are difficult. They're not easy cases to deal with because there's a lot of evidence that has to be accumulated. There's a lot of paperwork. It's not cut and dry like a robbery where you have an eyewitness. So you have to be willing to take on tough and difficult cases I will do that.
Traynor says he, too, is unafraid to take on tough cases.
I took so many cases that were purely circumstantial and secured victories. I lost one case in the military in over 40 fully litigated trials.
The remarks you just heard from these candidates came from the October 27th debate hosted by WNED WBFO. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.